Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please go to Apple Podcasts and rate the podcast and leave us a comment. In addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. You can also like, comment, follow, subscribe there. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. That is ICBWPodcast.com. Be on the lookout for our new merchandise store coming later this quarter. We're going to have a new t-shirt design coming up in there, along with the classic I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It podcast design as well. Hope you fuck with us on that, man. Buy about 40 or 50 of them joints. We would appreciate it. It could be pretty reasonably priced, and we would appreciate your support on that. Now, without further delay, man, let's get this thing rolling. Reg is not with us today. And also wanted to do something a little bit different because, you know, sometimes things happen and you want to reflect on those things, and some things have been happening repeatedly to me over the past couple of weeks, and I felt compelled to speak on some of the things that I've been feeling. Not necessarily the acts themselves that have happened, but my response and you know, my feelings about a couple things that have been going on, just personally. So, you know, I'm not a preacher of the gospel at all, but I haven't been inside of a church in, I can't even fucking remember, but nonetheless, but I do want to borrow from your local preacher, you know, insert preacher here, whoever that preacher may be, because they all say it. Because today, somebody needs to hear this. So I'm just going to say the shit that I need to say. Normally, I have like a, you know, nice little outline of some shit that I want to say. But today, it's not like that because, I'm really kind of fucking pissed off about a lot of different things. Especially some of the interactions that I've had with people that I know. So, also when I put the solo episode out where I said that there is, you know, a thin line between giving your all and giving up. And I talked about haters and I said I was going to address that. I never really intended to address it because I wanted to keep the energy positive. But it seems like, man, that I need to. And I don't want to say that I have haters because I don't necessarily think that that is the truth. So I'm not going to say, yeah, somebody hating on me this, hating on me that, hating on me this. That's not what this shit is going to be about. But there's some energy that's out there that I feel. And if I feel it, and if it's palatable to me, I feel like that there's some other individuals out there that are dealing with the same types of energy. And I just kind of want to have us all rally together, you know, figuratively speaking, and try to combat this negative energy shit that's out there. And you can apply it to whatever endeavor that you have going on right now. Because there are a lot of folks out here trying to do some really positive shit. Really trying to, you know, improve their lives. People that have goals, people that have dreams. You know, people that are beyond wishes at this particular point. People that are actually putting, you know, hustle behind the muscle, if you will. And they're getting their ducks in a row. And then some people don't even have the damn ducks in a row, but they're saying, like, fucking, I'm moving anyway. You know, there's a lot of people out here doing really positive things, trying to improve their lives. I think that people are to a point now where they realize that, let's just take one section, let's just say entrepreneurialism. I think people are starting to realize that, man, I can't just have a job and expect for me to be okay long term. So they're starting businesses and they're doing other things to try to create multiple streams of income. You know, some of these things I don't really fuck with, but, you know, it's like to each his own. I just don't fuck with it. Like anything that is network marketing or in any of that type of shit where I got to be up under somebody else and they get a piece of what I do. Nah, fuck that. I don't get down with that. But if that's your thing and then you're doing well at it, you know, do your thing. But the research has shown that you got a better chance of borrowing $1 million, opening up a franchise up under, you know, a large conglomerate and turning a profit in 10 years than you ever have in making any type of money in MLM stuff. So do the research yourself, man. I mean, but like I said, if it's your thing, do your thing. You know, this credit repair shit that's out there. I don't really need that shit. So, you know, people hitting me up with all the time is just kind of annoying, but there's a large section of our community that needs that. So I don't necessarily hate on that per se. I don't know if that's multi-level marketing, you know, built in with that. Probably so, because people say I need agents and all this other shit. But again, like I said, to each his own. If that's your thing, that's your thing. I'm not going to dwell on that, but my point is that there are people out here that are really trying to hustle, really trying to do their thing, really trying to ensure that their family and that themselves individually have, you know, continuous means to be able to support themselves and, you know, put food on the table, keep a roof over your head, all that basic shit. What I don't understand is when you have people that are out here doing this, it's like, why be negative about the shit if you don't really fuck with it? You know, I gave the examples of what I don't really fuck with, but I don't try to discourage people face to face with doing that shit. If somebody approaches me on that, I'll just say, hey, that's not for me, but good luck to you. You know, I don't offer statistics like I just offered you, you know, previously. I don't do that face to face. I did it here because it's my fucking podcast. I can do it. You know, these other things. If I don't get with them, I don't get with them. If it's not useful, I say, hey, I don't really have a need for that, but good luck to you. You know, if people open up and they share their dreams with me, I try to dream with them because I try to tap into that positive energy. Because if somebody is willing to, you know, quote unquote, throw caution to the wind and to dream of being in another place other than what they are, if they feel like that the position that they're in is not good enough and they're dreaming and they're striving to be something better, I always try to support that. The problem is my dumb ass thinks that shit should come with some reciprocity. Or if it's not even reciprocity, if I use the network that I have myself of friends and family and so on, that if I present something to somebody that I expect the same type of support. You know, I look at things where, you know, I don't ever want to piss on anybody's dream. I don't ever want to get to a point where I am not supportive. If I ever get to that point, I want somebody to shake the shit out of me. You know, I want to look for ways to get shit done. You know, I want to look for ways to move forward. I want to look for ways to make the things that I want to happen in my life happen. And I don't have time for any fucking thing else. I don't have time for the shit. So this brings me to my point about haters. We don't really have haters, man. What we have people that when they look at themselves and then they look at you, when they look at you, they see your greatness. Their hate is actually just a reflection of the low opinion that they have of themselves and where they're at. You know, they're not really hating on you. They're hating on themselves. That's internalized disappointment. It's not, they're not drinking haterade. They're just pissed off because you're doing it and they're not doing it. They're pissed at themselves. Don't absorb that shit. Because what you're doing takes fortitude. What you're doing takes guts. What you're doing takes the type of resolve that your haters don't have. You know, and they're just hoping that you give up because they gave up. And you know what? I never thought that I would. You know, I'm really, really, I'm down on a lot of, new school hip hop and shit like that. It's a lot of shit out there that I really, that I honestly just hate. But I've said it 100 times. There is no way that I'm hating on these young black kids getting their motherfucking money. I never will hate on that. You know, will I give an opinion about the music? Yes. But I hope you get 40 million fucking streams on your trashy ass song, because that's going to keep you from climbing in and out of somebody's window trying to steal their shit. So that's different, you know, if you want to make a comparison, because I know somebody's like, well, you talked about all the shit that you don't like about. Well, I'm clearing that shit up now. I love to see young black people getting their motherfucking money. I love to see any black people get their fucking money. Even if I don't fuck with what they're doing, I want you to sell it to as many people as you fucking can so you can be as successful as you can. That's the difference between me and somebody else. I may not like what the fuck you're doing, but I want you to be successful, especially if it's legal. Especially if it's legal. But let me get back on track here. I put up a post on my personal Facebook page that said, don't ever let a motherfucker who is not using their gifts tell you how to use yours. And I didn't really know why I wrote that. But over the course of the past couple of weeks, I realized why I wrote that shit. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers out here that are sitting on gifts, that are sitting on talent, that are sitting on ideas, that are sitting on a lot of different things that they could be using to better themselves, and they're scared to do that shit. So they lash out at anybody who has an idea. They lash out at anybody that has some vision and some foresight and some want to and some will. They may not even be the most skilled, but they got the will to do that shit. And motherfuckers who don't, they want to try to pull the person who does down to their particular level. That's a hater. And a coward. Because you're scared to pursue the shit that you want to do. And you're more comfortable in the position of trying to discourage somebody else. Avoid those people at all costs. Kill that fucking negative energy out of your life. Because I'm killing that shit. I don't want to be around that shit anymore. This includes, I'm putting everybody on fucking notice. This includes family, friends, colleagues, whoever. If you got the negative energy shit, don't come around me with that shit. We winners over here. And I don't give a fuck how long it takes, how long we got to do it, how long we got to grind, how many dues we got to pay. We're going to fucking win. That's the kind of people I need to have around me. And that's the kind of people you should want to have around you. Get people that are supportive of your dreams. Get people who will give you constructive criticism when you ask. I avoid motherfuckers that always got something to say about every fucking thing. That shit pisses me off. Pisses me off to no end, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life. How the fuck you know what I'm doing with mine? Get you some positive people, man. And I want you to put 3 things in your life. Like I said, I'm going to get like a preacher. Somebody need to hear this. Get 3 things in your life, man. Get organized. If you have goals, man, organize. Write this shit down on paper. Put it in your notepad on your phone or whatever. Get organized. And get focus. Get focus on what the end game is, man. I learned in business school. I'm not sure the gentleman's name who actually coined the phrase, but you know, work with the end in mind. See where you want to end up. You know, there's some things that are perpetual that are going to change, and the targets are going to move, the goals are going to move. And you'll know that based on the industry that you're in or the endeavor that you're trying to partake in. But work with the end in mind. Whatever you look at as success, work with that shit in mind and then work backwards. Put the steps in place to get you to that particular goal. Make sure that you know those steps. Organize and stay focused on that shit. And the third thing I want you to put in your life is discipline. Discipline is one of the hardest fucking things in the world, man. If everybody had discipline, everybody would be at their goal weight. If everybody had discipline, you wouldn't have people that are maxed out on credit cards or that overspend or that live above their means or that would buy things that they don't need to try to impress people that don't even fucking know they exist or don't care that they exist or impress people that they don't even like. If we had discipline, we wouldn't be doing that shit. If we had discipline, we wouldn't be throwing our money out the fucking window, going to all these white businesses and Asian businesses or people that hate us. And we would find the discipline within ourselves to support one another in our endeavors, especially if we have legitimate businesses and you have a legitimate need that could actually be met. You know, we don't have that discipline right now. And it's important that you put that type of discipline in your life. When it comes to everything, when it comes to your education, when it comes to, you know, building wealth, when it comes to raising your children. Put discipline in your life, even when you are advising friends. Impart that wisdom, impart that knowledge, impart that discipline. Don't tell them what they want to hear. Tell them what they need to hear if they ask. If they ask. And then you got to take that shit with a grain of salt. You definitely have to take that shit with a grain of salt. Because people are going to tell you stories. They're going to tell you things that may seem like that the shit is a heads up, but it's really just thinly veiled bullshit. You know, when you're going through the things that you need to do to get where you need to go, the one thing that you cannot do is look from side to side and check out what another motherfucker's doing. Winners don't worry about what second place is fucking doing. You don't worry about this shit. You keep your eyes on the motherfucking prize. You keep moving forward. Don't be interrupted by bullshit, by people telling you, well, this happened to so-and-so, and this happened to so-and-so, or this person's having a really hard time doing this. Well, this person did this and they still don't have this. Fuck that. And fuck the person that's telling you that. You're different. You're fucking different. We're all different. Don't absorb that shit when people talk that bullshit to you. Don't let somebody else's experience discourage you from doing whatever the fuck you want to do. Cut that shit out of your life. You're not that person. Don't even let that shit permeate your fucking spirit. When you're at a place where you can reflect, do some research on your own. Make sure you don't make some of the same mistakes. But don't let a motherfucker sit in front of you and try to seal your fate by telling you somebody else's failures. It's psychological. I don't give a fuck how many times people have tried to do X, Y, and Z. If you want to do it, go fucking do it. Don't ever let somebody tell you, oh man, why you want to do this? There's everybody doing this. Everybody's doing that. That market is saturated. I tell a motherfucker, man, you ever been to the grocery store? Have you ever been to the grocery store? Just think to yourself, have you ever been to the grocery store? Yes, I've been to the grocery store. Walmart, Target, whatever, Winn-Dixie, Kroger, Hy-Vee, Food Lion, Cub Foods, wherever the fuck you at. Think about your grocery store. Go down a bread aisle. How many types of bread are there? A bunch. And you know what happens? Every fucking Wednesday or Thursday, they got to fill up the fucking shelves. Why? Because even though there's a lot of people making a lot of motherfucking bread, there's a lot of motherfuckers out there eating bread. Go down the toilet paper aisle. How many fucking brands of toilet paper do you see? Every fucking week, they got to come fill them up. You know why? Because everybody got to wipe their ass. So don't listen to the naysayers who try to put that type of shit into your head. If you want to further your education, don't worry about somebody trying to tell you that, oh, so-and-so did this, but now they can't find a job. Man, fuck that person. You're not applying yourself. It's 330 million motherfuckers in the United States. And you mean to tell me you can't find a job from one corner to the next? Man, fuck that. Don't absorb that shit into your system. If you have a goal, and if you have the means to go achieve that goal, you go do that shit. I'm serious about this shit, people. Because if it's one thing that I care about is the success and the growth of my people. And like I said, man, shit has been happening over and over and over to me the past couple weeks whenever I tried to express my business goals, my educational goals, my podcast goals, a lot of other different goals to people within my circle. And I hear this dumb shit. I'm telling y'all motherfuckers now, I'm putting you on notice. You're not going to discourage me. You're not going to discourage my people. If you are not on that train of positivity, if you are not on that train of success, you need to get the fuck from around me. And you need to get the fuck from around these people that are trying to do their positive things. Because you're a fucking cancer. And that's just how the fuck I feel about it. Tired of playing with these motherfuckers, and you should be too. Go get your shit done. Man, if you need a pep talk or something, man, hit me up, man, at Old Man Fresh on Instagram, OldManFresh. Old Man Fresh. You can hit up the podcast, ICBW Podcast, at ICBW Podcast, man, on IG. I'm always on there, man. Hit me up. I want to encourage you. I want to buy some shit from you. As long as you, man, I bought like 6 books this past week. People that I don't know from fucking Jack. But they're black people trying to express themselves, trying to get their hustle on, trying to do good things, trying to contribute to the culture. I want to buy some shit from you. If I can use it, goddammit, I'm going to buy it. But if you need a pep talk, man, if you want to powwow, you want to network, man, that's the only way that we're going to turn around this whole economic structure. You got to have organization, focus, and discipline. And you got to excommunicate the negative motherfuckers out of your life. You got to get rid of their asses. You have to get rid of their asses. They have to go. They have to go. If they're not jumping on the positivity train, you got to kick their fucking ass off. And you cannot look back. You can't look back. And while I'm on the subject, man, people that have destructive behaviors, will they fuck themselves up? They can't get out of their own way? Kick them motherfuckers off the train too. Fuck them all. Because at the end of the day, man, you got to love yourself more than you love anything else. If you're responsible for a spouse, if you're responsible for children, you have to take care of those people first. Get your shit together, man, for real. Because I'm rooting for you, man. And I hope you're rooting for me too, man. 704-946-6060. 704-946-6060. Man, you can hit me up. Send a brother a text, man. Send a brother a text if you need some motivation. Because I need some motivation too sometimes. And from the past 2 weeks, motherfuckers have really been trying to pull me down. But it's nothing like a cage lion, man. You let a motherfucking lion out the cage, he gonna do lion shit. And I'm a Leo. I'm about to do some lion shit. And you don't want to be around when I pull these motherfucking claws out, for real. 704-946-6060. 704-946-6060. Hit me up, man. I want to encourage you. I want to support you. I hope that the feeling is mutual. Just had to get this shit up off my chest, man. It's a little unorthodox, a little bit charged today, man. But I definitely had to get this shit up off my chest. Be on the lookout for a couple of things that are going to be going down. We're going to be doing some collaborations this year. We're going to be opening up the merchandise store. Again, I mentioned that in the intro. And hopefully I'll be out and about in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, a little bit more. Rubbing shoulders and elbows with people that are really trying to do positive shit. Negative motherfuckers, you do not want to be within a 10-foot radius of me, because I'll slap the shit out of you. I'm not down with that shit. Ain't no dream killers over here. All we doing is supporting dreams over here. If you with that, man, I hope you're still fucking with me. 704-946-6060, man. You can send me a text. I can't answer the phone too much because I do have a full-time job, and I'm also in graduate school as well. So a lot of times I don't answer, but definitely, man, hit me up. Hit me up. Let's do this shit, man. I'm out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.